This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now, here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Boettcher.
Well, hello there, neighbor, and thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been a while since we've been on the air. We had a little, my sister-in-law had her hip replaced, and I've been taking care of her, and Marvin's been busy, so we kind of missed a week with our broadcast, but we're here today. I'm going to kind of turn it over to Marvin to tell you what's on his heart and the news that he has. So go ahead, Marvin.
Well, I was just thinking a little bit here just a little while ago. A lady brought a nice donation in of some really nice clothes and shoes and stuff that like teenage girls would wear, and I was visiting with her a little bit, and it just reminded me of the needs on the reservations everywhere. And even back to when I first got interested in Indian ministry, I guess, and I was a commercial fisherman for a lot of years of my life, and I was fishing up in Nea Bay, which is about the farthest northwest point of the continental U.S. up there. The needs on reservations are always great. You see poverty, you see stuff everywhere. You see broken cars, you see wrecked cars, you see children with lack of clothing, you see people in needs, you see people always kind of with their hand out oftentimes because they do have needs. And I think about how God was tugging on my heart all those years ago, over 20 years ago now. And it wasn't too long after that, and I used to traverse up and down the coast, down off of California and up off of British Columbia, even chasing tuna fish and stuff. And Don used to tell how I heard him on the radio and got in touch with him, and that's pretty much the way it was. There was a young fella down by Dallas that went out to a men's meeting with a guy, and Don was their guest speaker that night. And that's kind of how my journey began with, it was about from there, I think about 5 years before I actually got my foot in the door, and they needed a driver to go to Winter, South Dakota in January of 1996. And Don asked me if I knew how to hang the iron, and I said, sure. I said, I've hung the iron in the woods to get out of the woods when it's mucky out there. So that was when I first started here. But anyway, I've seen lots of things over the years on the reservations, and I've come to know and make many good close friends on the reservations everywhere, back in the Midwest, in the Dakotas, and the Montana and Idaho, and clear down in the Southwest in Arizona and New Mexico and Utah and Idaho and places everywhere, it seems like. And here in the Northwest, there's lots of reservations. Even like one of our local reservations here, they have the Spirit Mountain Casino over at the Grand Ronde, and you think they would have lots over there, and they do, but if you go down the back roads of the reservation, you see poverty. They are impoverished, and the thing that I see that they're really impoverished for, they are probably one of the largest mission fields in the world, because they're impoverished for Jesus Christ as their Lord, yes, and Savior. That's been the goal of this ministry and this mission for the 20 or 22 years that I've been associated with them now, always that we need to get them to know Jesus. And that's the key point of First Nation Ministries, and was previously, it used to be Frontier Missions, and let's get them saved. Don used to sometimes go out, and he'd like to go out and knock on doors, even on the reservation, and talk to them about their eternal soul. And it seems like almost invariably the ones that I know, I mean, they're not rich or anything, but it seems like once they come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior, their physical property begins to diminish, because He promised to meet their needs. He didn't promise to make them rich. He said, but he'll meet their needs, what they have, what they're need of. So that's, I think, the ideal goal and the main thing that we keep on keeping on here at First Nation Ministries to try to reach some. We're not ever going to probably reach them all, but if we can reach some, if each one would reach one, why, it'd be like nuclear fission. It would just go, you know, one makes two and two makes four and four makes eight, and boy, it multiplies quickly. Yeah, and I think we're coming into a time, Debbie, even right now, I think we're maybe not at the very end, but I think it's in sight. And I think that it behooves us, each one of us, to let our light shine daily, to be disciples for Christ, whether it's on the reservation or if it's on the streets of Portland or streets of Dallas or, or if it's on the streets of the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Amen.
We need to let our light shine. We need to be a light.
Yes.
Unto the world.
Yes, an example.
That they might see Him in us and realize that we have something that they want, that they need.
Yes.
I've talked about the mission trips that we made, you know, recently already, and we have need to make some more mission trips right now. We've got a couple places that need some stuff. Don't know how soon that'll happen, but as finances come in and make it possible for this to happen, why, I'm sure it'll be happening soon. So,
well, and what you said, Marv, just fits in with what I'm going to talk about today. We're talking about revive us again, Lord. This country needs to be revived again. The reservations need revival. Lord, help us to understand what we need to do so that You can revive us again. Now, before I get into this study, I want to mention it's that time of year again, and we are collecting school supplies. So if you would like to help some of those little kids on the reservation, sometimes it's hard for them to get what they need for school. You know, the perfect setup is a backpack with some paper and pens and glue and ruler and things like that put in it. But I realize some of you maybe can't afford that. So just whatever you can do, we will be so grateful, and we will get it out to the kids on the reservation in time for school. Another little note of praise I want to talk to you about. I talked about how John Bush needed hearing aids and that we would match what was sent in. I want you to know I am mailing a check to him today that will buy his hearing aids and give him a four-year
warranty.
Warranty, kind of. Yes, thank you, Marvin. If something goes wrong or if it breaks or whatever, he will be covered for 4 years. And so praise God. He's so good.
Amen.
And you folks that, you know, sent in money for that, I just want to thank you so much. It didn't take very long for us to get this done, and so I'm very grateful. Well, we're talking about revive us again. We want to talk about Jacob today, and that's in Genesis 35, 1 to 15. You know, if it weren't for shocking things that happen in our lives, some of us would never consider that we need to be revived. Sometimes when we have just settled into our routine, doing things the way that, you know, we think we're just as good as every other believer, at least, sometimes the Lord will just mercifully shock us from the staleness of our relationship with Him. You know, it would just be easier if we listened to the Word of God to begin with. But God loves us so much. His love is so intense and so deep that if we become deaf to His Word or fail to respond to it, He mercifully lets us know. And He gets our attention through sometimes the events of our life. God is patient. Is it in Psalms? It talks about, you know, how long will the wicked prevail? Sometimes it seems that God just takes a very long time to make things right, but that's because of His patience. And that goes for individuals and nations. But eventually, His patience is over and He takes action because He loves us. Bad things can happen, and God doesn't do bad things, but He does allow evil or tragedy to come into our lives. But He's in control of it all. You see, He's the one that created Satan. And Satan is the author of the evil and the tragic and the bad stuff. But God created him. So even though God allows evil, he's not the author of it. And so one of the reasons that God would allow something that we would consider horrible to happen to us is to wake us up, to alarm us about the seriousness of the state of our spiritual health and our progress. The Bible says we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And this was a circumstance that Jacob found himself in. And the problem started over his daughter Dinah, one of his children by his wife Leah. Jacob had just moved back into the land of Canaan from Padan Aram when Shechem, the son of Hamor, ruler of that area, saw Dinah, took her, and raped her. And so this tragedy, this evil, set off a string of events that would permanently alter the lives of everyone who were touched by them. But nevertheless, God was still in control, and he allowing his will to be worked out in spite of the violence and this horrible rape that occurred.
We'll need to stop here today, but we'll hear more from Debbie next time we get together on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.